What is it that we need to do before we are baptized? Is there a requirement for us to get baptized?
Very good question. I'm glad you asked that. We have a lesson that we will send you on baptism if you call, and I'll answer your question also. It's, well, matter of fact, we were just looking at that lesson a few minutes ago with that picture on the cover, Harold. We've got a little study guide on baptism you can ask for from Amazing Facts. And very quickly, the Bible says before baptism, a person should repent of their sins. They should be taught. Jesus says in Matthew 28, go ye therefore teach all nations, baptizing them. So a person ought to be taught the basics of salvation. In addition, it tells us that we should believe with all of our heart. And those are the main criteria on baptism. You know, obviously we have to be old enough. Some people baptize babies, but I don't believe that's biblical. I think a person needs to be old enough to be taught, to repent, to believe, and these things an infant cannot do. The lesson is called Baptism Isn't Really Necessary. And if you call our resource number, it's got a lot of what the Bible says on that subject, okay?
Okay.
Does that answer your question, Juan?
No.
No, you want to know what to do to be baptized. What else can I tell you?
Pastor, he's asking the question for me, and what I wanted to know is often they preach that God does work in us, that God helps us get victory over things.
Yes.
And I studied, actually, the Amazing Facts, Historicals of Prophecies.
Yes.
And the pastor said I was ready to be baptized, but then he found out that I smoked, and he wouldn't baptize me.
Good for him.
And I want to understand if every time I go to church and they say that God's doing the work in us, and I mean, why does that hold me
let
back?
Before we run out of time, now what's your name?
Carrie.
Carrie, I've got Juan's name here. I just wanted to know your name. I smoked before I was baptized, and I wanted the pastor to baptize me. He said no. He said baptism represents a new birth. It represents that you've gained the victory. John the Baptist said, bring forth fruits meet for repentance. In other words, there should be fruit in our life that we've turned from certain behaviors, that the devil still isn't controlling us. And basics would be things like a person who is drinking or smoking or some of these addictions that aren't a good witness. If a person's baptized and they say, praise the Lord, I've accepted Jesus, my sins are washed away, and then we're still chained to a habit like smoking, it's not a good testimony. And God will give you the power to get the victory over that. Now, that should not keep you from going to church, Carrie. You know, because the Lord wants everyone to come and to serve him and to love him. But when you're baptized, your name is on the books, and you represent Christ. And just be honest, if you saw Jesus smoking, what would you think?
Well, you know, my issue is more with that I know that other people are getting baptized, and
there's things in their lives that aren't consistent.
Right.
Well, there's going to be hypocrisy, but you need to start with the basics we can see. Some things in the heart we can't see. But basic things like external, addictions like smoking, you need to lay that aside. It really will hurt your witness, okay? Oh, friends, I'm sorry. I've run out of time, and that was a good question. Thank you for that call, Juan, Carrie, and I'll be praying for you. And we have a lesson that will send you on victory if you call the Amazing Facts resource number. Ask for the little booklet that we've got on the life of victory. We'll send that to you.